Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome to another episode of Out of the Pods. I'm Deep T.
And I'm Natalie, and happy Wednesday.
It's a good week.
It is. It's your birthday week.
It is.
I was waiting for you to be the one to say it, but yeah. I was like, who's going to say it?
Honestly, if I actually hate my birthday. Not.
I know.
It's not because like I'm getting older and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so old now. It has nothing to do with that. I just absolutely despise attention.
Okay, same. I think it's less that I despise attention mm-hmm. because, I mean, everyone loves a little bit of attention.
Yeah.
But I think it's like the thought of celebrating my birthday. Like, mm-hmm. I don't like putting the plans in place. I also don't really love surprise birthdays. Just the thought of people surprising me in my own home.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, what are you doing in here? And did you take off your shoes? And I was like, and what surfaces did you touch? Because I need to disinfect that when you leave.
No, honestly, the shoes thing really does bother me. Even when friends come over to here, which I rarely have happened because they love keeping their shoes on.
I know.
And they're just so messy. I mean, I'm messy. I don't need other people's messes also.
And I was like, I don't know where you've walked. I was like, I don't know if you stepped in dog shit on your way here. Yeah. And you want to bring those shoes into my house?
Yeah.
Okay, so actually, I asked one of my friends why she wears her shoes in her house. And she was like, this is just the way I grew up
mm-hmm.
Because we view the floor as dirty. She goes, I take my shoes off when I enter my bathroom or when I enter my bed. But she goes, like, the floor to me is meant to be dirty.
That's wild to me.
And I was like, what?
No. And I don't even understand the concept of, like, having your shoes on the couch or the bed.
Yes.
That just irks me so much.
I know.
But, yeah, I mean.
Same.
I'm with you on the whole, like, planning something for your birthday. I think that's, like, I just don't love it. And I hate when, like, I'm at a party and everyone's, like, looking at me. Or when people sing happy birthday to me, it makes me feel so embarrassed.
Okay, well, can I actually tell you also why I hate birthday parties? Like, the real truth, if I do some, like, inner self-reflection.
Yeah.
I don't think I have enough friends to have, like, a birthday party.
Shut up.
You know what I'm saying?
It's quality over quantity.
I know, but I was all like, I mean, like, I will never be the type of person where you like see pictures on social media where there's mm-hmm. like 20 people at a yeah. dinner table. And I was like, how'd you get so many friends?
Yeah. And honestly, I don't think I'm the same way. I don't have that many friends either. Like when you were talking about surprise birthday parties, like who's going to throw me a surprise
like,
birthday
two people.
Party?
They'll like, be like, surprise, surprise.
Yeah. I mean, I guess my sister could, but how embarrassing for my sister to be throwing me a surprise.
And it's so crazy because if you asked me, do you want to have a birthday party when I was like 27, 28, I'd be like, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I would easily have 50 people on my like guest list.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, now like I'm like, who am I going to invite to dinner? Yeah.
Remember for my 30th birthday when I had that party at the club and I invited all of the LIB people.
And it was a month before our season came out
yes.
too.
Yes. God, there's so many things.
And you invited happening. Like most of the cast. Like I remember mm-hmm. Jarrett being there. Mm-hmm. Nick Thompson was there.
Yeah. Was he?
I don't know, actually. I take that back. Yeah. Kyle was there for sure. But it was a lot of the cast member from our season of Love is Blind. Even those who didn't get screen time.
Yeah.
And
just
it was,
the
yeah, so
whole
much
extended
fun.
Cast. It was actually a lot of fun.
And now I can't even imagine doing that for you because I know you like hate parties.
No. And that's why this year, I mean, most years I like to travel and yeah. just like have a new experience. But I'm going to Hawaii this year with
that's
my
amazing.
Friend. And it's been negative degrees here in Chicago, so I'm just looking forward to just getting the F out of here. Like, it's supposed to be raining a little bit in Hawaii, yeah. and I'm like, I'll take the rain with 77 degree weather.
I mean, I will too.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
I'm excited for you too. I feel like Hawaii is calling your name. Maybe you'll meet some surfer. Oh my God, actually, I have the best story for you.
I was going to say,
so crazy.
I think I need to be a surfer to meet a surfer.
Okay, so this is actually a really weird story. So my family and I went to Hawaii back in 2022. It was actually January, again, a month before our season came out.
Yeah.
And my dad signed my sister and I up for surfing lessons when we were there.
Oh, I'm dead.
And it was super fun. Loved it. So the instructor, our surfing instructor, he's like, where are you guys from? Like, he's just making small talk. And we're like, oh, like, we grew up in Vernon Hills. Like, we live in Chicago, all this stuff. And he goes, oh, Vernon Hills, you say? Like, my girlfriend is actually from that same hometown. And he shares her name. And we're like, we know her. She's a few years older than us. And he goes, oh, like, she was actually on vacation here. Oh. And we met. She was also taking surfing lessons at the time. And we stayed in touch, fell in love, and she moved to Hawaii. And now she's the surfing instructor.
What?
Like, she was this, like, big corporate girl.
Aww.
And she met this surfing instructor, quit her corporate job, moved to Hawaii, and she's now a surfing instructor.
Oh, my gosh. May this love find me.
And they live in a little hut drinking coconuts every day. I just made that part up.
Yeah, but I was going to say drinking coconuts every day.
But I was like, oh, my gosh. And she, and we saw her afterwards. She's like, aloha. We're like, what the hell?
Wait, I love that. And I also recently watched Lilo and Stitch, so it's inspired me even more to be like, I'm embracing Hawaii.
Yeah.
I could move there.
She's like, yeah, just one surfing lesson changed my life.
Aw, you just never know.
That's what I'm saying for
you. Yeah, you're totally right. You know what? I'm going to stop being pessimistic and actually be like, okay, may that love find me for real.
No, for real. You could take one surfing lesson and move to Hawaii because you found the love of your life. And you might be starting these episodes. You might be like, aloha, pod besties.
I'll be like,
can you imagine?
I'll have a flower in my hair. If I do not have a flower in my hair the next episode.
You probably won't. I didn't even find the love recording. Of my life. You probably be like, I'm out here with my surfing instructor partner. Oh my gosh. But anyways, why I brought that up is like anything could happen.
Anything can happen. Any moment can change your life forever.
Would you date someone who is a surfer? Like a surfing instructor?
Are you
in Hawaii?
Joking, Natalie? Do you know me? I am the type of person that wants to find a person who is very unique in what they do and their lifestyle. Like, I don't know if I'd be happy doing like dating a corporate man.
Like an accountant?
Yeah. Like,
because
I don't
that's
know.
My type.
Unless he's like extremely outgoing and adventurous.
Okay, here's the thing. I feel like it's really exciting to say you're dating a surfing instructor in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're in Hawaii, like, everyone's a surfing instructor, you know?
And honestly, I think that it seems like it's like a dream. But even living in Chicago was like such a dream for me.
Yeah.
And now that I've been here for almost 8 years, I'm like, okay. Like, you're just like used to it.
It's
going to be the same anywhere you go. And, you know, speaking of the surfer instructor dude, like, he better just own the surf shop. That would be great. Perfect.
I know.
It's called
that's
passion.
Why she moved. She's like, if he just was a surfing instructor, like, for some business, I think she'd be like, hell no.
Yeah.
Like, not enough, like, stability there, but he owned the surf instructing business.
I love that.
And honestly, he had, like, 2,000 reviews on TripAdvisor.
Oh, heck yeah.
And it was like, I think like 4.8 stars. Like, he was probably making it a lot of.
Okay, so
he was bringing in the dough.
What you're saying is you would now marry a surf instructor.
Now that I like kind of break it down,
yeah.
I'm like, I would do it.
See?
Remember that one time before we were leaving for winter break?
Yes.
I hugged her goodbye. And I realized I've never hugged a deep D in my life.
Yes, like, we have.
We probably have, but I've never like.
You
don't actually hug.
I know. When you were like, it was so funny afterwards, we're like, let's just never do that again.
I know. I was like,
I was like, that felt weird.
I was like, have I ever hugged you before? And you're like,
And then we have like friends and my sister too. Like, she's such a cuddle bug. Like, she'll just come and cuddle next to me. I'm like, stop touching me. Like, even my other friends do that too. They're like very cuddly. I'm like, I feel awkward.
Yeah, no. I feel like it's a different love language. It's just not my thing.
It's not my thing.
I don't know. I just, yeah, you're totally right. Like, I don't love, I think, acts of affection.
But from partners, yes.
No, just, even from friends.
Really?
Like, I don't love, yeah, like, I don't love hugging goodbye. I'm like, see ya, like, bye. You know, why do I need to hug you goodbye?
I think you're on another level than me because I do hug a lot of my friends goodbye. It's just weird to hug you. I don't know
why. Yeah, it's really weird, right?
Which shouldn't be weird.
I know. I've never felt awkward around you except for in that moment. I actually was like, I feel like very uneasy and I gotta go.
Honestly, I didn't even know you were coming in for a hug. And I was like, oh, wait, what's happening?
And I was like, bye, I won't see you in 2 weeks. And I was like,
what just happened?
And I never hugged anyone again. I was like,
you haven't hugged anyone since, have you?
No, I was like, now I'm just like, bye, see you. Like, you just start walking out slowly and you're like, see you, bye.
I'm so dead.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Well, there's some shocking news that came out, although I don't know if it's as shocking as we may have anticipated, but Love is Blind Season 7's Tyler and Ashley announced that they are splitting up. And I was kind of shocked, but at the same time, I was like, I don't know. I feel like this was bound to happen.
That's what I thought. Like, I was like, it's kind of surprising, but I'm not really surprised at the same time. Like, yeah. Definitely when I read it, it was more like a, huh.
Yeah, it was like
oh my gosh. Like, when you sent it to me, I was like, oh, I mean, I could have foreseen this.
I saw the funniest comment. It was like, the way my jaw was just in place. It didn't move at all. And I was like, people are so funny. Ashley announced on January 21st that they've actually been broken up for a while now. And she said in her statement, "It has become clear that our paths are no longer aligned, making it impossible for me to continue in this marriage."
I actually was most shocked that they have been split for a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Because that probably takes like the breakup happening around like early January, late December, you know, who knows? Or yeah. Sometime in December, maybe.
Yeah, because I think there was a lot of people saying that they didn't spend New Year's Eve together, which is like a significant holiday to be together.
Yeah, and married. There's actually allegations that he was seen with like other women on New Year's Eve too.
That's
so
icky.
I feel like it definitely happened probably before New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking like their season 7 came out in October.
Yeah.
So like really they were only together for what, like 1 or 2 months before splitting?
Yeah.
And again, she went so hard in defending him. So that's why it was surprising to me. Cause I was like, you went so hard after your season aired defending your husband, which, let's be real, regardless of what you think about Tyler, like rightfully so, you defended him.
Yeah, anyone absolutely. Would. And also, they were married for a whole year probably, right? Before the show even came out. And who knows what lies Tyler has spewed to Ashley.
Exactly.
And obviously she's going to be like, okay, let me stick by my man's side, even though there's so many people coming out and making all these allegations of him cheating or owing money to people or having kids, obviously, being the biggest one there.
Yeah.
It's all of it is hitting her at once. And not to mention, on top of that, she's on a TV show and she's like has public scrutiny and people are talking about her. So there's just like so many layers. Like, let's give her a break to figure things out, you know? I don't know. I
feel like the reason why a lot of people aren't sympathetic, and I kind of felt this way too, where I wasn't really sympathetic when I read this news and and saw her statement, because I think she would like make comments that first was kind of a dig at the mother of his children and also the children themselves, and was saying like, you guys don't understand if you're not single, like single women don't understand this. And I was like, that was so unnecessary.
Yeah.
Like things like that. So I was like, I get it's really hard to be sympathetic, but I know us being in our shoes,
exactly.
We know the impact that like what people are saying has when it comes to you staying or going in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And so all I'm gonna say is good job, Ashley, for finally leaving. Yeah. Like regardless of what people are saying, if they're sending you hate even over the situation, what I'm gonna say is like, we are so proud of you for leaving, because I think about when, you know, like the complexities of Shane and my relationship, when the show was coming out, people being like, leave him. Like, what are you doing? Like, I hope, you know, they're not together, of that being a final, like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm done. And so I feel like she has to, I hope she hears words of encouragement, you know,
yeah,
that she made the right decision.
I'm sure she's not going to hear a lot of words of encouragement in this situation, because there's already so much hate that I'm seeing. But, and I hate to say, oh my gosh, you have to be in her shoes to understand it, but there's a lot of pressure from the outside world, and she's already married to this person. So before you call it quits, you're not going to just be like, okay, yeah, let me just listen to the public, or let me listen to these strangers that don't know anything about our relationship quite yet. But I'm also very proud of her for leaving. But I think we have to give her some grace in this situation, because it's not so easy as just leaving a relationship. It is a marriage that she's leaving, and it is a future that she thought she would have with somebody forever. So it's like, it's a tough situation.
Yeah.
And
obviously, we don't know Ashley. Yes, she said not the right things, as you know, all these allegations of Tyler being a father to these kids, not just a donor, were coming out, and also like owing child support, like all this stuff. So I don't know. I think she was just like,
I think it's just,
she's probably like, oh my God, these people are trying to break up my marriage.
Yeah. And it's also super easy to sit and judge people from an outside perspective. And it's fun to do that sometimes.
Yeah, I love doing
that. And it's like, you come up with your own interpretation of things, and you, you know, push that onto their relationship. But like you said, no one but Ashley and Tyler know exactly what happened. I don't think we'll ever get the full story. But like you said, I'm super proud of her for just leaving and taking the time to process all of the lies. Because I'm sure she's sitting there being like, holy shit, like, this was a lie and this was a lie. And I wonder if he like continued to lie or cheat, and that was like what broke the camel's back. Like, who knows? Anything could have happened.
Even when the Tyler allegations were coming out as their season was airing, we also were getting some, like, I don't know, people defending Ashley and Tyler in our comments, because they weren't really paying attention to the allegations on social media. They were just watching the show. So they're like, what's the big deal? And again, don't know Ashley, but having been in her shoes, you and I at one point, you also look at those comments and you're like, yeah, like, oh, people are saying like Tyler and I are a really good couple and we're happy. And you also hold on to those.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, when you are totally new to being on reality TV, you take public opinion like to heart.
Oh, yeah.
And you find those comments.
Absolutely. And I think it's taken, and I feel like I'm still working on not allowing other people's opinions to influence me or my decisions.
Now we really don't.
We really don't at all, but it took some time to get there. When you're new into that space, it is the hardest thing ever to ignore comments and not be bothered by them or feel the need to defend yourself. That was, I think, the hardest part of the show.
Yeah. And you're like kind of in a bubble. Like, even when our season was coming out, because we were getting so much attention, it's like not reality.
You're
like living in this little bubble world still with like the entire cast. And I have a feeling like she was living in that bubble too.
Yeah.
And she probably thought like, okay, like, we have to stick together and I need to defend him, because like, we're on Love is Blind. We are going to be that Love is Blind couple, you know, like, we are going to stay married. And then the attention goes away. Like, obviously, you know, it's been a couple of months since their season came out. Probably, I feel like the attention goes away like 2 months after the show is aired. And I feel like she probably is like, okay, like, what am I doing? Things aren't adding up. Gotta go.
Yeah.
Because makes no money.
Yeah. Makes no money.
I'm not getting enough brand deals from this.
I know. It's like the reality of it all sets in once the dust has settled and everyone's like kind of gone back to their old lives and things. And honestly, like, we have to remember that they had a whole year and a whole life before the show even came out,
where he was probably lying to her.
Yeah, so like, you have to understand the position that she was in, because just because we're seeing it for the first time on screens that they're just married, that's not the case. Like, they've had this foundation built. So it takes time to be like, oh my gosh, like, how do I deal with this? And I don't know, I'm just very happy for her. Hopefully she's in a good space and the healing just starts.
We are going to give her the encouragement that she made the best decision ever. Don't settle for a man who has secret children that he ghosted for a reality TV show, allegedly. But you know what I was thinking about? Mm-hmm. Like how stupid Tyler is. Because he could have truly branded himself so differently if he was just honest and he was like, on the show, you know, I have three kids that I had with a friend. I'm involved in their lives. Like, it would have been such a better story.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? If he was just honest about it, they could have had podcasts. They could have had so many brand deals. And he's such a dimwit. Instead, he was like, I'm going to pretend like I don't have these kids and pretend like I wasn't involved in their lives. And I was like, you're an idiot. Like,
he just obviously didn't even think about any of the repercussions of his actions, because he literally, this man literally thought he could get away with it. Being like, no, these aren't my kids. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, like, let me just go on an international TV show, even though there's so much evidence out there that says otherwise, that shows he was, you know, a father figure to these kids. Yeah. But I'm just going to pretend I was a donor.
Yeah, like, he literally had no idea that people out here are investigators. They will find out any dirt on you possible, and they will look through your Venmo transactions. They will look through,
yes.
I don't even know, like, they will find, I don't, the nittiest, grittiest details about you, and there's no hiding.
100%. I was like, you learned nothing from SK from season 3, where people found out
I forgot
he was cheating on Raven, like that.
Yes.
You didn't learn anything from Trevor from season 6, and said you're like, I'm gonna get away with this.
And also, not to mention, like, people are not gonna stay silent, especially if there's an opportunity to get out there in the media or have a little bit of like exposure. They are going to throw you under the bus. Like, you're an idiot for thinking that you would get away with any of the lies.
Social media loves evidence and tea, you know what I'm saying?
They thrive on it.
I do feel like it wasn't really like that until season 3, when like the whole SK stuff came out. That's when people were like, oh, we have some tea on these contestants. We are going to expose. Men on reality TV, truly, like, not all of them, but I'd say most of them are really stupid. Like, are just like, but anyways, I hate saying like, oh, he could have used his kids for the branding. I'm not trying to say that per se, but I'm just saying like, it could have worked out so much better for him if he was just an honest person on the financial front too.
Yeah. And also,
like, he thought it was better to hide his kids. No, like, you could have, if you were honest, acknowledged your children, like, it could have been such a better outcome for Tyler.
Yeah, but also, like, obviously he's not, like you said, he's not smart enough for that, but I don't think that he ever wanted to make it a part of his storyline.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
But what I thought was kind of funny is a day after, or a few days after Ashley announced the separation, the official Love is Blind Instagram page posted the 5-year anniversary video. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I don't know what's happening. Like, don't pay attention to Ashley, but it's her 5-year. And I was like,
They don't care. I feel like, if I'm being completely honest with you, I think the franchise does not give a shit about what happens with the couples. Like, obviously they want couples to like stay engaged, you know, stay married, have kids, like they love the love stories, but I don't think they care that much. They're like, they whatever
care. I actually do think they care, because think about when I want to say this without dropping too many details because it's not my story to tell. Mm-hmm. But think about when one of the couples from our season, they told production like, hey, we're getting a divorce. Mm-hmm. And production was like, oh, like, why don't you guys try to work it out? Like, let's get everyone in a room together. Like, they were trying to prevent this couple from getting a divorce. And then there was another couple who's like, we're going to announce our divorce. They're like, oh, no, hold on yet. Like, not like, let us be part of like how you're going to announce it, like all this stuff.
Yeah.
So I do feel like they care.
I think that at one point they cared because the franchise was so new. Because obviously they want success from that. Yeah. Like, we were season two. Now we're like coming on to season eight.
They're like, we have enough.
We have enough success stories. There's babies out of this franchise. We are good. Like, they've established themselves that, yeah, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So I'm like, they don't care anymore.
No,
they're right. Like, whatever. I'm tired of this, grandpa. There's too many people to keep track of, you know?
I love how they hit it. Like, they're like, we're just going to drop this video like the day after.
You know what? I watched that video a few times, which it actually brought me a lot of nostalgia because I was like, oh, like, it brings you back to a place of, I don't know, like, so much time has passed, but at the same time, you're like thankful for it. And also, it is kind of cool to see how many couples have, you know, lasted this long and gotten married and have kids now. And I think we've always wanted that outcome, but I couldn't be happier with ours, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, can you imagine if both of us
got married?
I'd definitely be in the divorce category.
Absolutely. And I say this to people all the time, like, season two taught you about, well, I was going to say choosing yourself, but not really. What it taught you is walking away from relationships that no longer serve you. And I think I'm going to die on that hill.
Really? That. I think it taught you, like, you shouldn't marry strangers.
that's a good one, too.
That's what I think it taught us. It's so nuts, like, how much time has passed and how many seasons. Like, I can't believe it's been 5 years since season one. Mm-hmm. So I'm very curious to see how season eight, like, what's going to happen there. Lots of nostalgia, but I do feel like for the reunion for season eight, you know how they bring alumni back? Mm-hmm. Why do I feel like they're going to pack so many damn couples into there?
I'm sure, because it's like such a monumental milestone for them.
Ashley and Tyler, who? Like,
yeah. Look at everyone else and their kids. But see, that's what they do care about is, oh, they want a good season probably for season eight, because obviously it's the 5-year anniversary. So I just have a feeling that it is going to be filled with so much drama, so many like interesting couples.
And one true love story.
Yes. And then in this video, if you noticed, one of the girls from the new season at the reveal was like, that's not the first time I saw him, is what she said. So she's, I'm like, ooh.
I saw him using the bathroom during the production break.
Something so silly. And we're like, ooh, the drama.
No, I'm so excited for February 14th, which is the premiere date of season eight. Ooh.
Oof. And on Valentine's Day. I know. Love is Blind will be my only love for Valentine's Day.
You never know. You might
come
back
from Hawaii. To say. Why did I say that? You're right.
Don't forget.
Surf's up.
Surf's, you'll be like, aloha, pop besties. Here's our recap.
With a flower in my hair. That's how I will be doing all of the recaps.
Another complicated breakup situation that we need to revisit is the Molly Mae and Tommy Fury breakup. We talked about this like back in August. So Molly Mae is this popular influencer. And then back in August, she abruptly announced that they have split up. And it was so abrupt that people were like, he did something. Like, mm-hmm. Tommy did something. He probably cheated. They have a child together. So, you know, they were also parents.
Yeah.
And
makes things so much more complicated.
Yeah. That happened. People are like, go Molly Mae. Like, you're a strong woman, all this stuff, right? And then come New Year's Eve. Wow. Everything really happens on New Year's Eve. There was a video leaked that was taken at their mutual friend's house. Mm-hmm. And the video shows, it's like a very blurry video, but it shows Molly Mae and Tommy kissing at midnight. And people are like, what the fuck?
Also, I just have to say, I'm so pissed that someone sold their video out like that. Like, you cannot trust anybody.
I don't think someone like sold it, but like another guest at that party was just taking a video of the room. And people just like saw Molly Mae and Tommy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No privacy.
But it was, like, that video was like leaked, or I guess not leaked, but it was shared on social media. Yeah. Like, someone just caught it. Mm-hmm. People are like, wait a minute. Like, those people in the video are wearing the same clothes as Molly Mae and Tommy on New Year's Eve.
Detectives.
And, okay, so people were like, oh my gosh, Molly. Like, really? Like, you're really going back to Tommy? But I was thinking, like, what a core experience that most women go through.
Yes.
You know? Like,
absolutely.
You have a toxic ex. shit hits the fan. You're like, I'm out, done. And a few months later, you're back.
Yes.
And you can't tell anyone. You have to be coy because you're like, oh my gosh, I already told everyone how much he sucks and it's over. And here I am back in the same bed as him.
Listen, I was in that 6-year relationship that I always talk about. We broke up like at least 4 to 5 times. And one of the times that, man, I literally caught him like texting another girl and I went back. So I'm not even judging her.
I know, I can't even judge.
No, considering they have a kid together too. Like, I didn't even know I have a kid and I was a weak woman. No,
we've all had that weak woman experience. And I was like, wow, celebrities go through it too.
they were just really bad at hiding it in that little instance.
I know. And it sucks when it's like the public knows, I bet.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done that where I've gotten back with an ex and I didn't tell anyone because I shit talked him to like my friends, family, like literally everyone. I was like, he sucks. And then you're like, you know, like always talking shit about him to your friends and family. And then people think there's no way they'll get back together. And then one night, you know, he texts you or you text him. There's a weak moment and you meet up for dinner and then just it all.
That sounded very specific. I'm like, excuse me, what? And I know exactly which ex you're talking about.
And oddly, yeah, specific. You know, you just oddly little, but I feel like it's a shared experience.
No, it totally is a shared experience. So people who are hating on her, just let her live. Yeah. Like, she'll figure it out.
And she's 25. Both of them are 25.
Oh my God, you're totally right. She's 25. She's a baby. And also, I firmly believe that you learn more from mistakes than you do doing the right thing sometimes. If I'm being quite honest with you, I'm like, all those times I went back, I learned my lesson over and over again. The universe was like, okay, that didn't hurt you enough. Let me hurt you more. And then you'll figure it out. I'm like, oh, nope. It took 6 times.
No, I totally get that.
Yeah.
Like, normal. I'm not the type of person where you make one mistake. I need to make like 20 mistakes. Yes. And then I'll be like, I'll never do it.
Yes, exactly. By experience, I need it like lodged into my brain and my soul that I won't make it again.
Sometimes I'll get so delusional. I was like, I'll talk myself into doing something again.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it wasn't that bad. No harm. Like, yeah.
You're like, you're just starting to remember all the good memories.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you get back in there, you're like, oh no, what have I done?
Oh, yeah.
What have
Guys,
I done to myself?
Remember when I did that episode on New York Boy and I was like, oh my God, like, he cheated on me, like he lied to me. And I'm not saying I went back to him. I did not. Like, I haven't talked to him since. But did I have the thought of texting him one night? Yeah.
Well, yeah, because after you make the right decision for yourself, it doesn't mean that, oh my gosh, like it's all butterflies and roses after. No, that's when the hard work starts. And that is the most pivotal point in life because you're like so sad and depressed and all you want to do is talk to this person that hurt you.
I remember when our season was airing and Shane said somewhere in some interview like, oh, Natalie and I got back together 4 times like during our relationship. And I had to clarify on my Instagram stories. This is when I was super defensive. I was like, no, we only got back together 2 times.
I'm done.
And my family and friends are like, what? They're like, when?
Isn't that crazy how we have to keep things from our friends and family?
I know, because I got back together with him secretly.
Dude, I've done the same thing. I completely didn't tell any of my friends, and they were so pissed at me when I was like, hi, I've been seeing him for the last 6 months still. And they're like, you're a dumbass.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, you know what? They're like, don't talk about him to me anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm but dumb. I'm over here like, that's my future husband.
They're like, wait, you're back together with him? Well, then what about last week when you were saying like he was disgusting? He sucks. Like, he has small toes. Like, what? Like, where did that come from? And I was like, I don't know. You know, love is love. This actually really broke my heart, though, because Ayana one time cried when she found out that Shane and I got back together a second time. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't say we got back together, but we were like, should we like give it another go? And this was after we filmed the reunion.
Yes, I remember.
And it was obviously after he made me cry, as you know, during the reunion episode. Mm-hmm. And she's like, what? And anyways, I wasn't telling any of you guys that. Shane and I were like talking after that reunion episode, after filming it. And also it was like literally 2 days before he was leaving to film Perfect Match. Like, oh, it was just super messy. And he was like, oh, like, I'm not going to date anyone on Perfect Match. Like, I'm just really just going on that show for like screen time and clout. And I was like, okay. Like, I was like, that's fine.
We'll make it through it.
And I remember Shane told Jarrett, Ayana's ex-husband, but they were married at the time, that him and I were talking and Ayana and I went out like the day after Jared told her, like, hey, Shane told me this. And she's like, Nat, you know, you could tell me anything, right? Like, I won't judge you. And I just want you to be really happy. Aww. Like, just know that whatever you do, I just want you to be happy and you deserve the best. And I was like, oh, this bitch knows.
Yes, 100% she knew.
You know what you know? And then I felt so embarrassed and bad.
Yeah.
Like, you're just like, oh, my gosh.
See, that's the thing is, like, friends and family see it way sooner than you do when someone's toxic for you and they know that it's not going to work. But we have to go through the motions of, like, figuring it out for ourselves. Because if someone tells me to do something and they're like, that's not good for you, don't do that, that's the wrong person, I'm gonna want to do it more.
I know.
And like figure it out on my own and be like, okay, you're right.
And then I said, I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I was like,
huh? You're like, I have nothing to tell you.
I was like, don't cry, girl. I was like, are you just drunk? Like, why are you trying?
As you're toxic, like, for that. That's tough.
And I was like, you know what? Like, I really do feel like it's a shared experience. And so after I like cut everything off with Shane, like blocked him on everything, like I went to Ayana and I was like, did you know? And she's like, hell yeah, I did, bitch. Yeah. I was like, you were acting all like sneaky and stuff. Yes. And she goes, you weren't texting me or calling me as much and you stopped talking shit about Shane. And she's like, I knew.
Yep.
The moment you stopped talking shit about him, she's like, I knew you guys were together.
Especially because when you're not with that person too, you have so much free time that you're hitting your friends up all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Being like, this dude is a loser. Like, you're just like talking mad shit.
Totally.
And then
and
all of a sudden,
coming out too, and so you're like, like talking more. And then and then all of a sudden I was very quiet.
Yes.
And I wouldn't text her for days, and she's like, where are you? She's like, I know you're doing nothing unless you're doing something with someone else.
Yeah, you're like.
Anyway, yeah. Shared experience. And
it really
again,
is.
Like, even though people are like, Molly, you're so weak. And I was like, girl, you know what? We've all been there.
Sometimes I hate people just commenting on shit, but I get it. When you're in the public eye, you're just going to get so many opinions.
Yeah, yeah.
But you and do again, you, boo. Figure it out. I mean, that is the father of your child. Like, go at your own pace.
Yeah, I'm always like, she'll learn.
She'll learn.
You'll just have to go through it again. And like, if you have to walk away again, like, I feel like the second or third time you walk away is always like the final.
Oh, absolutely. You're done. And like I said, I feel like the universe will just make the situations worse and worse every time. If you are going in the wrong direction, trust me, bad things will happen to you and you will learn your lesson.
Wow.
Not in that sense, but like you do. It's called tough love.
Yeah.
And the universe shows it often. Let me tell you.
Look, I don't know what the universe is doing, but yeah, like I feel like it just, it always gets worse. It gets more clear it's never going to work out.
Yeah.
So with Ashley and also Molly Mae, I'm like, I'm not going to judge. If anything, I encourage them for following what their mind and heart say.
We listen and we don't judge.
I do judge, but I feel like this time, like, this is a moment where I'm like, I shouldn't. Because I've done everything that they are doing currently at some point in my life.
Yeah. See, it's we're not judgmental because we've been through it.
Yeah,
we
exactly.
Understand exactly where you're at in life right now. So don't you worry.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Pod besties, we are back with Dear Deep Tea and Natalie. This is one of my favorite segments because I feel like we can connect with our pod besties more. So we gathered a bunch of your situations and stories, and Natalie and I are going to give you some advice on it.
Yeah, super excited.
Oh, this is one of my favorites, actually. So.
No, I love it too. I feel like Deep Tea gives the best advice. And I don't.
No.
So here we go.
Here we go.
All right. First one from one of our pod besties. It reads, Dear Deep Tea and Natalie, my new fiance and I just got engaged. Before the proposal, I told him I wasn't picky about the ring he would propose to me with. I did show him pictures of rings I did like to give him some examples. All the pictures were of a thin gold band with a small bezel set or baguette shaped diamond. All were around or under $200. However, he proposed to me with a silver thick band that looks more like a men's wedding band. There are no diamonds, but it has a cursive engraving that says I love you around it. When he proposed, he asked me if I liked it, and I said yes, but I couldn't bear to share the pictures of the ring with family and friends. So I was honest later, and I told him it wasn't my style, and maybe we could look at other engagement rings together later. He got super sad and started crying because he felt like he disappointed me. And now I feel guilt-ridden, but this ring is really ugly, and I don't want to wear it every day for the rest of my life. What should I do? Just deal with the ring or push for a new one? I would even pay for a new one myself.
Honestly, I feel like at that point, the damage is already done. You told him you didn't like it. So, girl, get a new ring.
I kind of agree because even though you're like, you're not picky, you did show him rings you liked.
Yeah.
And the fact he went so far off, like, that's his fault. This is all his fault.
I do agree with that. And also, I do think that, like, I'm not very materialistic where I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I want this type and, you know, I'm like not very specific, but this is something you're going to wear every day. Like, make it something you love. And he shouldn't be so offended by it. Like, pay attention to the instructions.
I know. I was like, you were way off the mark anyways. Like, why are you so sad?
Exactly. Don't be so sad. Wipe those tears and get her a new ring.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Okay, that was a little bit harsh, but like, no, look, what I'm fine. You know what I'm saying is he has no excuse that he was so off the mark. You know what? You should do what you want to do. You already told him you don't like the ring.
Exactly.
Get a new one, even if you have to pay for it, fine. And you just keep the one he gave you as a keepsake. Like, don't, you know, make him return it or give it back. Like, it's a really cute ring for maybe you're like, kid, if you have a baby, can have. He could wear it as his wedding band.
Honestly, I don't think that he would be so offended. Like, yeah, I maybe like hurt his feelings a little bit, but at the end of the day, it's not like it's like a family heirloom or something where his grandma used to wear it, so it's not like sentimental yet. So just get a new ring. It's fine. Yeah.
I mean, I hate saying that because it's like, you know, when you get a gift from someone, you're just like, it's a thought that counts.
Yeah,
but I think it's tough when, you know, it's a gift that you will be wearing for a really, really long time every day. So you want to love it too.
Exactly.
So I would say like, you know, 10 toes down that you don't like it. You already told him. Don't feel guilty that, you know, you don't like it because he did. It was kind of his fault.
I agree.
And no, if you want a new ring, buy yourself a new ring. We're money making women over here. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, another one from our pod bestie. This one reads, Dear Deep Tea and Natalie, I met this guy about 6 months ago and we instantly clicked. We were heading in the direction of something serious. He introduced me to his friends and we made future plans together, like trips and even talking about moving in together. But recently he started pulling away. He still wants to hang out, but now he's hesitant to make long-term plans. He says he needs space to think about what he wants. Meanwhile, I'm over here wondering if I'm just a temporary girl until someone else comes along. The worst part is I feel like I've invested so much emotionally, and if I walk away now, I would have wasted months on someone who isn't even sure he wants a future with me. I can't help but feel like I'm stuck in this almost relationship. Am I just wasting my time, or should I give this relationship another try?
What try? He's the one who's pulling away.
I know. I don't think there's anything you can really do. If he's pulling away, match his energy, girl. That is my thing.
When I recently got into a relationship like this where I felt like there was a shift, I brought it up. Mm-hmm. Like I was all like, hey, I feel like things feel a little bit different between us. Like would love to talk about it or like has something changed? And I'm so glad I brought it up.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I think it's worth bringing things up versus like trying to be the cool girl and being like, oh, like I'll pull away too or – you know, you're going to kind of skirt around it. Like, have the conversation.
Yes. I actually love that advice, because I also was somebody who would always play it cool, be like, oh, when the conversation comes up, it'll come up naturally. Like, let's just see how things go. But if you are actually feeling someone's energy, like being pulled away, and you feel, like you said, a shift in the dynamics of your relationship, it is really worth it to speak your mind and say, hey, this is exactly how I'm feeling, and having honest communication.
Yeah.
It goes such a long way. And not to mention, if he is not in that same place, like, you know how she mentioned, oh, I feel like I've wasted so much of my time. It's not a wasted time, because you've learned so much about yourself and the situation. What would be a waste of time is continuing on acting like nothing happened.
Yeah. Like that getting more emotionally invested as he's pulling away month over month.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, totally. Because I feel like you don't have to be confrontational about it. Like, hey, I feel you pulling away. Like, what's happening? You just be like, I just want to do like a check-in. Like, do you still see this going somewhere? Or like, you know, where are we at? Like, I'm looking for a longer term relationship. Like, just have like a nice conversation about it.
Yep.
I remember when I had the conversation, the guy was like, yeah, like, to be honest, I feel like things have changed. Like, he goes, I kind of want to date other people. And I was like, yeah, that sucks to hear. And it kind of hurt my feelings. But I was like, I'm so glad I knew what was the cause of him pulling away than wasting more of my time.
Yes, absolutely. I feel like in my 30s now, if I could tell my younger selves anything, it would be, don't get so attached to the idea that someone is the perfect person for you.
Totally.
Like, not every single person that you date is going to be the one that you marry.
Yeah.
And just have that conversation and do not waste your time.
And I feel like if you ever feel embarrassed to bring this conversation up, like, think about it, if he brought the conversation up to you. Like, I don't think it would be that big of a deal. I don't think you'd be like, oh, like, I have the ick or anything. Like, it's very normal to bring it up. Yeah. I always do that when I'm scared to have a conversation with someone. I put myself in their shoes. Like, okay, what if it was, you know, the other way? Like, if they were bringing this up to me.
Yeah.
I would very much appreciate it. Yes. And I would be honest about it. And I'd be like, oh my gosh, like, I'm not being honest with this person. If anything, I would feel embarrassed if someone asked, like, hey, like,
yes,
you know, where is this going? I felt like a little bit of a shift, so I just wanted to like check in.
Yeah, and as somebody who does not like to have like conflict or like talk about anything serious, because I'm like, oh my god, this freaks me out. Yeah, I think you just have to address it head on. He will find it more respectful that you did that.
Totally.
And appreciate it. So,
because look, maybe he's just a little bit moody, a little bit stressed. I think about like when I'm going through something, I was like, I'm not talking to anyone right now.
Yeah, exactly. It could like just be a phase. Like, like, you never know unless you
ask. Like a little emo phase. I mean, we've all been there.
Exactly.
Anyways, good luck, Pod Bestie. Let us know how that conversation goes. And if you get rejected, look, I have been rejected a lot of times.
We just move on.
Yeah, we just move on to something kind of better.
And learn from our mistakes.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Next one. Dear Deep D and Natalie, I met Mark on a dating app a couple of months ago, and from the start, he's been everything I've ever wanted. He does and says the right things, and I feel like I'm falling for him. But there's one thing that's starting to bother me. He seems too perfect. Like, no one is this flawless. He always has a thoughtful text, he's open about his feelings, and he's constantly checking in on me. It feels like he's trying really hard to be everything I want, but I can't shake the feeling that it's suspicious. Am I just crazy and overthinking it, or are my feelings valid?
Girl, your feelings are so valid, because as somebody who has not gone with their instincts and, you know, always been right about them, I think she should go with her gut feeling.
Okay, actually,
something's off.
Same. I was going to say that. Obviously, we can't tell if something's off via like this written submission.
Yeah, like this tiny paragraph.
But, you know, like I am a big like supporter of like you feel something is off or suspicious. It probably is. And I remember I used to try to get advice from friends where like I'm dating someone that my friends think is perfect and I think is perfect. And I'm like, but something's just like off. Mm-hmm. My friends were like, oh, it's because you've been in so many toxic relationships. Like, you don't know what like a healthy relationship feels like. Yeah.
They've always been off. Okay? Yes, they're doing something suspicious. I have a huge sense that like intuition does not lie to you, and energy, I don't know, like you can pick up on something. If he's acting way too perfect, like, I don't know, like what if he's a serial killer? It could be a serial killer. I don't know. I mean, Ted Bundy, like, look at him. He was all this, like, huge charismatic person. And look what he was doing. And obviously, we're not saying that he's a serial killer, because what are the chances? But something does seem a little bit off. I think when someone's a little too put together and, like, I don't know, appears perfect to the world, like, something's going on.
Like, I think you should give it a few more months and just see.
I honestly.
So what is she going to break up with him? Like, you seem too perfect and I'm suspicious.
No, I don't think that she should break up, but I do think that like she should be testing him a little bit. Like, I don't know. Maybe she acts like a little bit out of character and see what he does. What if he's like, I love you through anything, honey. You know, I'm going to be like, oh, excuse me.
Okay. For me, I feel like when it starts getting to like not being honest and playing games, it kind of sets. It kind of ruins the foundation of like a healthy relationship.
Yeah.
So I would just feel it out. And I feel like if you still think it's like suspicious and he's not being like his true self, like leave.
I know. I don't know, man, because I'm like, what if she wastes her time?
A couple of months.
I wonder if like she just has like a honest conversation with him to be like,
you're too perfect.
Yeah, being like, hey, like,
if someone told you can be yourself,
I would be like, you know, you can be yourself around me. You don't have to project perfection.
But you know, she doesn't know if like he is projecting perfection. It's what her instinct is telling her.
I don't know, man. This isn't tough.
Imagine if a guy was like, you're projecting perfection. I'd be like, oh my God.
I'd be like, thank you. Be like,
this is my true self. I'd be like, I'm always like this.
But honestly, but Natalie, you're right, though, in the sense that after some time, people's masks fall and the facade goes away. And like 2 to 3 months of dating, and you can't like pretend to be somebody you're not anymore. So I guess waiting is the right step.
Yeah, unless like your intuition is screaming at you. But I read somewhere that it takes like 6 months to a year for people to where they kind of let their guard down and you start seeing people's like true colors and they're comfortable around you. If you still like him and you don't hear your intuition screaming to end it now, I would just like wait to that point. Like just see where it goes.
Yeah. Doesn't that suck that like it takes that long? Because
The Love Is Blind world.
What do you mean I have to invest 6 months to 1 year into someone to find out who they really are?
Or you could do Love Is Blind and get married in 6 weeks.
And then you're still learning about them in 6 months. So just saying.
And then the mask is inevitable. Really.
And then you're married to that person. So really the concept is a little
harsh. You know. See where it goes.
Yeah, see where it goes. I guess, but give it the time it needs.
Never question your intuition. I did that so many times in my life. Same. I can name like 50 instances where my intuition was right.
Mm-hmm. Same. And then you look back and you're like, why didn't you listen to it? But I don't judge myself because, you know, I had to learn the hard way.
Yeah,
like
here I am. I'm still alive and kicking.
Yeah. But we know better now. That's the thing. Okay, next one. Dear Deep Tea and Natalie, I recently ended a relationship with someone that I thought I'd be with forever. We were together for almost 5 years and it's been really hard to move on. I've been trying to get back out there and date again, but whenever I meet someone new, I can't stop comparing them to my ex. I know it's not fair to the new guy, but I can't help it. Will I ever get over him?
Look, heals all, don't you think?
Absolutely. I think at one point in life, you will no longer compare them or you'll no longer think about your ex so much. But I think right now this new guy is probably just a rebound guy for you, unfortunately.
Yeah. I really do feel like with relationships, like time heals all. Like you can stop thinking and loving someone.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you know, the hard thing is after like I get out of a relationship, usually, like in my 20s, I used to always try to find somebody else to kind of, you know, fill that void for me. But in reality, I knew that that relationship would never work out. They were almost a placeholder, and I hate that I did that. But I think it's just your path to healing, you know?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it takes time.
I feel like with every breakup I've experienced, it has taken me several months, almost a year, to stop thinking about that person or stop loving them, depending on how long the relationship was.
Yeah.
So I think it's like completely normal that you're still comparing people to your ex and thinking about them. I mean, 5 years, that's a really long time.
I'm pretty sure there's a scientific rule for that. Like if you've been together for a year, it takes almost, I don't know, 2-3 months to get over it. I don't know what the numbers are, but there's a certain ratio of time. Yeah. I think the only advice I would give after a breakup that I wish I learned for myself would be to make sure that you're cutting off yourself energetically from them. Meaning, I used to always check up on my person, even though we weren't together anymore, and being like, okay, like, what are they up to? Like, what have they posted? Like, who are they with? And I think that was the biggest thing that was still like making me feel like I was attached to him. And once I stopped doing that, I felt like I felt so much lighter, and I felt like I was able to move on a little bit faster and like focus on other things.
Yeah.
So I think that was a really big one for me, like actually cut them off.
Yeah. That initial like cutting them off until you have no feelings or you don't think about them every day anymore. And then like, yeah, you could creep. Yeah. I like creeping on my exes.
Yeah. See, time heals all, and also just focus on other things.
Yeah.
And everything will fall into place.
Yeah. So just unfortunately, I feel like it's a time game. Like you just have to wait. You just have to wait for time to pass. Okay, next one. Dear Deep D and Natalie, my best friend Jake. Wow, they're really giving names here. And I have been close for years. Lately, though, I've been noticing how good we are together. Like really noticing. He's funny, kind, and always knows how to cheer me up. The problem is I'm scared to ruin our friendship by bringing up how I feel. I don't know if he sees me as just a friend or if there's something more. If I tell him and he doesn't feel the same way, it could completely ruin everything between us. Do I just risk it?
Absolutely. Ooh. Risk it. What are you saying, woman?
I don't know.
I would absolutely risk it because, listen, life is too short and you don't not want to have any regrets. Just risk it. Who cares? You don't need another friend. It's fine. If you're already gaining feelings for this person already, it's only going to continue to grow. So just put yourself out there and do it.
Okay, I don't know, because I used to have feelings for a guy friend and I just like suppressed it and it went away. I don't know. It was like one of those things, like, I don't want to ruin this friendship either. If you really feel strongly about him, tell him, but it's easier said than done. So it's like, I don't know.
I completely agree. I honestly think that when it comes to like the opposite sex being friends, it's not as common to be very platonic with it. And I think it's almost natural for that to happen if you're spending a lot of time together. In my opinion, I would tell them how you feel. And if it does change your relationship a little bit, it does. Because, I mean, I would rather do that than have regrets and being like, what if, you know? So I don't know. I would do it.
I don't know if I would fully tell them. Oh, this is where it's really hard, because if they're friends, they probably have mutual friends. And it's like, if she shares this, he might be like, if he's like, no, he'll like tell his other. It just feels kind of like embarrassing to come back around.
Yes, but okay, you're totally right. I think the way you express it has to be like tailored perfectly. Like, hey, like, you know, like I'm starting to get a little bit of feelings for you. But again, like if you're not reciprocating those feelings, it's totally fine. Like we don't have to like date, you know, I don't know.
I could never have that conversation with a guy friend. But I think what I would do is ask them if they want to go on a trip. And if they say yes or no, like if they say yes, like, yeah, let's go on a trip with the two of us, or like, let's do this thing, just the two of us.
That is such an intimate thing to do.
Slowly, like, kind of make a move and just see, like, just, you know.
Naturally like, see it. I like that, actually.
Because I feel like there's one guy friend that I would absolutely date if I got, like, signals and he asked me to go on a trip. I'd be like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
But I have another guy friend that I have no feelings for. And if he asked me to go on a trip, just the two of us, I'd be like, no.
Also, can I just say, this is so funny.
Like, no thanks.
But like, I love like the tension when you have a crush on somebody, but they're your friend and you've never crossed that line. Like the flirty vibes, you know, it's like actually so much fun. And I know, and this has happened to a lot of my friends too, where that flirty action like exists, but then as soon as you start dating, it like completely disappears. I know. Like, I think it was just the thrill of flirting.
Oh yeah, like I feel like a crush is more thrilling, and then you get to know them really
well. And then you're like, oh shoot, I got to know my crush, and now. Now I'm just not into it anymore. I know. And that ruins your relationship too. So
exactly. No, 100%.
So I don't know. I think like you, you have to gauge your own situation here.
Like one time this guy that I had a crush on told me he liked me. And the moment he did, I was like, I don't really like him.
All right. Wait, I've had that happen to me before.
It's like
too.
You just like the thrill of the chase.
Yes, that is exactly what it is. And it's happened for me. It's happened for you. It's happened to other people. Like I think that phenomenon absolutely exists.
Yeah. Like it was a work crush.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my gosh. And then I quit my job and I saw him like several months after I quit.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, like, he goes, I had such a crush on you. Like when we worked together. And all of a sudden I was like,
You're like,
I was like, oh, that's weird. I always saw you as a friend. Like I just changed my tune real fast. You're such a
You would.
I was like, sorry.
Wait, that's anyways. So funny. I know this is a tough situation because I think like me and Natalie can't speak for you and say, hey, you should do this, but just feel it out and see how your intuition goes. And honestly, I don't know. Now that I'm thinking about it, flirting and just like having that fun energy is the best.
If I had the courage, I would love to tell people like I like you.
Yeah,
but that's really hard to say.
It's so hard. I can't believe I gave that advice. Like, I couldn't do that.
I'd be like, like if someone told me to, I'd be like,
I would honestly panic. I would quit. Rage. Yeah. I would quit right there.
I feel like you have to do that, like more flirty, like slap them on the arm.
You're right. Like speak with your actions because truly, 70% of communication is nonverbal. So just like give them that gaze, you know, and like. Well, oh my God, have you seen that fun fact where if you like somebody, you look at their eyes and then you look at their lips? I'm not going to do it because that's creepy. Oh, but you look at their lips and then you look at their eyes and then you look at their hips. It kind of is like an indication or like a body language signal that you want to kiss
them.
Oh,
then look. Oh.
See? Like look up those nonverbal cues.
Why don't you do that to him? Look at his eyes and look at his lips and then look at his eyes. If he says, what are you looking at?
He's like, what's wrong with you? Like, are you okay? Like, are your eyes okay?
Is there something on my mouth?
Yeah.
But if he stays silent. And looks in your eyes too.
Ooh! Yeah, if he looks at your lips, game over, honey.
Then you're like, let's go on a trip, babe.
Okay, this is some solid advice.
We're realistic over here.
We really are. Okay, last one for this episode, Pod Besties. This next one reads, Dear Deep Tea and Natalie, I met this guy on a dating app and we had incredible chemistry. We were texting nonstop, sharing jokes and having deep conversations. We went on two amazing dates and then he kissed me goodnight. But now, radio silence. Mm-hmm. Should I reach out again or just accept that he's just not into me?
I think it depends on if he texted you after the date. Like, what if he's waiting for you? Like to gauge your interest. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, she does say that it's been days and he hasn't texted back.
I think if you really liked him, you should just send a text like, hey, how's it going?
Mm-hmm.
And just gauge how, you know, like he responds. You don't have to say like, let's do it again. Just be like, hey, how's it going? Or like try to pull something of like an inside joke. Or something that happened on your, I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like when I dated in my 20s, I would always be the girl that like is like, oh, I'm never reaching out first, which is kind of really dumb of me. But I would always match their energy even with texting, you know. But I do think that, you know, dating in your 30s, you should just be direct because you don't have time to waste almost, you know, because I don't want to waste time anymore.
Yeah.
So I think just like, yeah, like Natalie said, send like a simple text, nothing crazy. And just be like, yeah, how's your day going? Or like something funny that reminded you of him or something. And if he doesn't text back and doesn't reciprocate the energy, then you know it's time to just move on.
Yeah, if he doesn't keep the conversation going, then you kind of have your answer. And regardless of like two amazing dates, like how amazing can dates be, okay? Just forget the man. If he doesn't, if he's not matching your energy, just move on. There's so much fish in the sea. Is that the saying?
Yeah. So much fish in the sea.
Yeah.
So many fish in the sea.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, and don't let your ego get hurt. I feel like when I was in my 20s and like a guy wouldn't want to see me on like the third or fourth date, it would like kind of hurt my ego.
Yes.
And I'd feel sad about it. But I was like, look, this guy does not know you.
Yeah.
At all. Mm-hmm. So who cares? Like, just move on. Like, I don't even remember the people that I dated like back in my 20s. So like, who cares?
I agree. It's just like a little blimp in your storyline. Yeah. You know? So yeah, just put yourself out there a little bit. Casual text and see what happens.
Just see. And, you know, who cares if like he doesn't respond? And if he does and he's like, hey, so sorry, like,
I was busy.
Yeah. He's like, hey, so sorry. Like, I was on a long work trip, or I threw my phone across the Atlantic Ocean. Like, yeah, like, give it another shot.
Honestly, if those are the excuses he gives, I don't know. I would question that too.
Yeah. Look, that used to be my favorite thing to say, just to be kind of like sassy. Like, if I didn't get a response for like, you know, a couple of hours or a few days, I'd be like, did you throw your phone across the Atlantic Ocean?
Hello.
I think about, okay, this isn't a good example, but New York boy, when we first started seeing each other, he would sometimes take like a day or so to respond to me. Mm-hmm. And sometimes there's a point where like our conversation ended and like no one restarted it. But I remember bringing it up to him when we were more serious, and he was like, oh, I just like assumed you didn't want to restart the text. Like, he's like, I wasn't sure if I was like bothering you or something. So it could also be like that, where the guy you went on a date with isn't used to always taking the initiative.
Yeah. And that's the thing is, I feel like I'm the same way, where I'm like, oh, like, let the guy do that work, you know? And I think that's kind of silly. Like, you have to take the initiative sometimes too. And you're totally right about people being busy. Like, I'm a terrible texter.
I'm too.
And people can just like, you know, forget. It doesn't mean they're not thinking about you though.
Yeah, I'll look at a text and I'm busy and I'll forget to respond, and then I'll just forget about it completely. So. Yeah.
Well, whoever this pod bestie is, can you please let us know?
Yeah.
If you text back, because I'm now I'm like, I feel like I'm very invested in all of these stories, and I want updates. I want updates.
Yeah, same. I want to know if you texted him, if you followed our advice. If not, that's fine too.
Yeah, but look, either way, just let us know what happens.
Yes. Anyways, this was such a fun segment. No one asks for my advice ever, so like giving it to you guys was really fun.
Yeah, I do love this segment a lot, and I love giving advice, so nothing makes me happier in life.
Pod besties, if you want advice from Deep D and I, you can DM us on our Instagram page at Out of the Pods, or you can email us at inquiries@outofthepods.com.
And make sure you guys leave a review and subscribe.
See you next Wednesday.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.